Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. David Walker is a certified public accountant. He served as Comptroller General of the United States, the federal government's top accounting officer, from 1998 to 2008. In the June 2012 issue of the Journal of Accountancy, Walker authored The CPA's Role in Restoring Sanity. The journal is the official publication of the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants. Walker's article points out that the federal government cash expenditures have grown from 2.5% of the gross domestic product when the AICPA was founded in 1887 to 24% in 2011. He also notes that the federal debt amounted to 12.7% of GDP in 1887 and is now above 100% and growing rapidly. Walker confirms that, on an accrual basis, quote, "Our federal financial hole is getting deeper by $3 trillion or more a year," unquote. His thinking is similar to a May USA Today article that reported the accrual basis federal budget deficit for 2011 was about $5 trillion. Walker later explains, quote, "Absent meaningful spending or tax reforms to restore fiscal sanity, we are approaching a financial tipping point that requires action to avert a U.S. debt crisis," unquote. Still later, Walker admonishes his fellow professionals, saying, quote, "CPAs hold a public trust and must act in the public interest," unquote. Then the author gets to the heart of the article, saying, quote, "It is clear the government has grown too big, promised too much, and waited too long to restructure. This is true at the federal level, as well as in many states, cities, and towns. As a result, there is a need to transform government at all levels. As CPAs, we should be leading the charge in this effort," unquote. Walker hopes that it is possible to restore fiscal sanity to government finances and place future spending on a sustainable path. I don't. In my judgment, we are beyond the point of no return. I suspect that Walker realizes that if he were to admit that it is too late to avoid catastrophe, his ideas might not receive as much publicity as they do. I sincerely hope Walker is correct, that a full-blown crisis can be avoided and that politicians would take steps to do so. To do that, however, would pretty much be political suicide. Sorry, I just don't see too many elected officials willing to risk their office to do what is right for the American people. That the Journal of Accountancy published this article is another sign that it is becoming politically safe to discuss the horrible state of U.S. government finances. The mainstream media's campaign of silence is developing cracks over just how close to collapse we are. That's it for today. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Hiller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.